Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Gorrell. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe McCabe. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Stigman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dick Stigman. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John O'Donohue. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, John O'Donohue. And now, play ball. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins takes first base on ball four. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Edwards for a passed ball. Rollins moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Donohue fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a pop-up towards first. Allison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is called out on strikes. One out. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Matthews. Virals reaches second base with a double. Joe McCabe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCabe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Virals scores. It's 3-0, Twins. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-1 in the game. Gorrell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is called out on strikes. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Twins. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. George Alozic now playing first base. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rollins moves to third. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison is called out on strikes. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Hall reaches second base with a double. Rollins scores. Oliva moves to third. It's 4-1, Twins. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is called out on strikes. One out. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Joe McCabe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCabe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McCabe hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 0-for-1 in the game. Stigman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields the ball, races to the bag for one, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Alozic moves to second. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Allison. Alozic scores. Colavito moves to third. Edwards moves to second. It's 4-2, Twins. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Athletics. Jim Perry now pitching. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Killebrew chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards third. Rollins fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Rollins. Matthews moves to third. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Donohue hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matthews scores. It's 6-4, Athletics. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew who is chasing the ball. Green reaches third base with a triple. O'Donohue goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Athletics. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliva hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rollins moves to second. Jack Aker now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Arrigo now pitching. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 0-for-1 in the game. Alozic is called out on strikes. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Colavito is called out on strikes. Two outs. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Edwards is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-5, Athletics. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe McCabe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCabe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCabe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Arrigo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arrigo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Aker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Rollins is hit by the pitch. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rollins moves to third. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-3 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Rollins scores. Oliva moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 7-6, Athletics. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Oliva moves to third. Allison moves to second. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-3 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 0-for-2 in the game. Alozic hits a pop-up towards short. Verhaal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green pinch hits for Joe McCabe. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mincher pinch hits for Jerry Arrigo. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 7, Athletics, 7. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-4 in the game. Gorrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Wyatt now pitching. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Gorrell moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman now catching. Bill Daly now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Lau pinch hits for Doc Edwards. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 7. The Twins will come to bat. Charlie Lau now catching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-4 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hall strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Verhaals hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito who is chasing the ball. Verhaals reaches third base with a triple. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power pinch hits for Bill Daly. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Plyce now pitching. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. George Williams pinch hits for John Wyatt. George Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams bunts towards first. Allison scoops it up and throws to first, with Gorrell covering, for the out. Matthews moves to second. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-4 in the game. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Green is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Matthews moves to third. Causey moves to second. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 0-for-3 in the game. Alozic takes first base on ball 4. Matthews scores. Causey moves to third. Charles moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 7. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.